Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, March 25th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 1876 Scotland v. Wales football match. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve deep into the fascinating corridors of history and knowledge, one Wikipedia page at a time. Today, we take a step back in time to the athletic fields of yesteryear and explore an event that might seem relatively obscure, but marks a significant moment in sports history, the 1876 Scotland versus Wales football match. Now, I bet for some of you, football, or soccer, as it's known in some parts of the world, isn't just a sport. It's a part of your very identity, much like it is for countless fans worldwide. The game has a rich history, overflowing with memorable moments and legendary players. But how often do we stop to think about the early games that shaped this global phenomenon? Well, today, we're going to do just that. The match in question took place on March 25th, 1876, and it's important not only for its competitive nature, but for the narratives of national pride and sportsmanship it carries. Scotland and Wales faced off on the hallowed ground of the Hamilton Crescent in Partick, now part of Glasgow, quite the venerable stage for such an event, as the same ground hosted the first ever international football match between Scotland and England in 1872. Now imagine the scene. The stadium is abuzz with anticipation. Fans are clad in their nation's colors, the Welsh likely donning their symbolic green and white, while the Scots are adorned in dark blue. As a spectator in 1876, this would have been quite the novelty, an international matchup at a time when football was still finding its feet, quite literally. The Scotland versus Wales fixture wasn't just a friendly, it was Wales' inaugural international match, a momentous occasion for Welsh football. Yet, this wasn't the beginning of international competition. By this point, Scotland and England had been playing annual fixtures for 4 years. So, in a sense, Wales was joining an established tradition of international football rivalry. How did it go, you ask? Well, Scotland won the match, and they did so in a dominating fashion, with a final score of 4-0. But let's not focus solely on the scoreline. The significance of this game goes beyond mere numbers on a board. This game was a building block in the great edifice of international football, a testament to the sport's rapid growth. Consider this. The Scottish team was composed solely of players from the Queen's Park Football Club, the leading Scottish club at the time. That's right, no diverse team selections like you see nowadays. National representation was once bound to club sides. It makes me wonder, dear listeners, what it would look like today if national teams were formed from a single club. Could you imagine the dynamics of such a scenario? Feel free to share your thoughts with us later. As for Wales, their team featured players primarily from the north, including one from a rugby club, given the scarcity of established football clubs in the country. It's fascinating to reflect on a time when sports were not so rigidly defined, when an athlete might play rugby 1 week and potentially line up for a football international the next. The lines between sporting codes were blurred, and the Welsh team's makeup reflected that. Alas, the day belonged to Scotland, and the game would be etched in history. But what of the players who walked the pitch? Who were these men who had the honor of forming the foundation for their country's footballing legacy? Scottish player Henry McNeill was one such individual. He not only played in Scotland's inaugural match against England, but also featured prominently against Wales, scoring 1 of the 4 goals. The after effects of the match are also worth noting. It propelled Welsh football onto an international platform, setting the stage for future growth. Meanwhile, Scotland's victory reinforced their dominance in early British football history. Now, setting the scene aside, let's bring it back to the present. How do you feel about witnessing the roots of what may be your favorite sport? There's something thrilling about tracing back the lineage of modern football to its embryonic international clashes, isn't there? Do you think the players back then foresaw the global phenomenon football would become? Or were they merely enjoying a game with their peers, unaware of the legacy they were creating. Before I say farewell today, let's put the historical narrative in perspective. It's important to remember that football is more than just the World Cup, the Champions League, or the star-studded Premier League. It's also about these quiet, formative matches where traditions and rivalries began. It's a rich tapestry woven from countless threads of small but momentous occasions, just like the 1876 Scotland versus Wales match. And on that note, I leave you with some food for thought and hopefully a newfound appreciation for the origins of international football. If this episode has piqued your interest, I encourage you to dive deeper into the lore of this match and more. Visit the Wikipedia page we discussed, look into the lives of those first international players, and soak in the beginnings of the beautiful game. Share your musings or even your own football-related anecdotes with us. Drop us a comment, send us an email, or engage with us on social media. Do you have a historical match that resonates with you? Until next time, this is Wikipedia, signing off. Stay curious, stay passionate, and keep exploring the vast expanse of knowledge that is just a click away.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 1876 Scotland v. Wales football match. Thanks for listening. See you next time.